Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
If you didn't fully understand it, He can do that. That's why I've started teaching the Word of God with such simplicity and such simple words. I want to put it on the bottom shelf where the littlest children can get the cookies. I don't want to use these big fancy words that you don't understand. As an engineer or a mechanic or a mechanical engineer or a guy that was trained up on the farm, I want to use simple terms that everybody can understand. No big words in my vocabulary. I want it simple. I want you to understand the power of the devil to deceive you and the power of the devil to blind your minds as a Christian, and for sure the power of the devil to blind the minds of the lost. It doesn't make sense at all that you can tell someone that's lost, Jesus loves you. He paid the price for you. Every sin you've committed, He has forgiven. It's washed away by the blood. And all you got to do is say, Lord, I want you. And He'll forgive you, save you, bring you into the kingdom. And they say, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. I don't want that stuff. But now you know why they don't want that stuff. Because their eyes have been blinded by the god of this world, which is Satan. But Christians, you tell them, you know, Jesus is the healer. Oh, well, yeah, I know He could heal. Yeah. But I don't know what His will is. But, well, let's talk about it. No, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. No, well, but Jesus, I go to a certain kind of church, and they don't teach that. My preacher don't teach that kind of stuff, so I know this is not real. Now, if that's okay for you, if you go over there, that's okay. But we'll just go to the doctor and take our chance. That's Christians. People that are going to go to heaven. I know you don't know any Christians like that. I don't know but a few thousand of them. You can show it to them right in the Word, and they still won't get it because there's a devil here blinding their mind. How many of you have been to a good service where you learned some great things, and when you got ready to go out there, you were on fire, and the next morning somebody said, where'd you go yesterday? I said, man, I went over to a church service, and we had a great service. Well, what did the preacher preach on? It sure was good. But I don't remember. None of y'all ever done that besides me, have you? Now, guess who stole those words out of your heart? The enemy. Sure. He's got a demon checked at the door out there. And when you walk out, if you learned anything good, he's going to steal it from you. If you come and you got healed, he's going to attack your mind, and he's going to put a pain and a symptom back up on you. I so appreciate what Brother John tells y'all about you must believe Jesus, because I got a hold of this myself several years ago. I had a woman, of course, me being in a Baptist church, I still call, you know, let people know I'm Baptist, and you'll be amazed at the people that'll come to a healing school in a Baptist church that are Baptist that would never come to a Pentecostal church to a healing school. But the Pentecostals, praise God, they don't care. You know, they'll come to the Baptist church to listen to a Baptist guy speak because they already heard about healing, see? So they don't care. But I had this one woman and her husband. I mean, their minds had been blinded by the god of this world. I mean, they're both born again. Her daddy was a Baptist preacher. Her granddaddy was a Baptist preacher. But her daddy and her granddaddy had no knowledge of the revelation I had from God's Word. So this precious little middle-aged woman had her own children, a couple little grandbabies now. And now then, she's had migraine headaches for years. She's had arthritis for years in her knees. And now then, she's come down with lung cancer. And lung cancer, the doctor says, is terminal. So he wants to give her chemo and radiation. Well, now, chemo and radiation destroys the body. You know, I mean, I don't care what anybody tells you. I can guarantee you, except God intervene, if you let the devil come upon you in cancer, and you go to that doctor and you take chemo and radiation, in some cases they may put it in suspension there for a little while, but I can assure you in a few years it will not only come back, it will come back with a vengeance, and then your immune system is destroyed and you're going to die a terrible death in a very short period of time. And in the process, you paid them a quarter to a half $1 million for their services.
Yeah.
That's the devil's way. If you want to know where demons hoard up, go to a hospital. There's more demons in a hospital than any place around. That's where they are. That is not God's way. The doctors are not God's way. I'm telling you, God don't need a doctor. He is the best physician I ever seen in my life. And tonight I will tell you in detail about the most awesome thing I have ever seen the Lord do. And when I saw Him do what I saw Him do a year and a half ago in Cook's Medical Center, I saw Him clean out Cook's Medical Center as I walked through that with all these babies. And I'm telling you, the things I saw the Lord do just absolutely was awesome. But I'm going to tell you that story tonight in detail. I learned right there. Of course, I'd been teaching a healing school a long time. But I knew what God would do if I would stay in total bold faith and be willing to guarantee His word. And as I did, He showed up for me, I can assure you. But this woman that was a Baptist preacher's daughter, her and her husband, because I was a Baptist and I was having the healing schools in a Baptist church in Hearst, they came. She told me, she said, I would never have come to a healing school if you'd have been some crazy Pentecostal. See, now that's how we look at each other, see? Isn't that a shame? We got to realize we are all members of the body of Christ. Forget this hang-up on these denominations. We're here studying the same book, and God has given some of us different revelation. And He don't care. He don't look at your denomination. He looks at your willingness to get into His Word and believe it. And so anyway, this Baptist woman and her husband came to my healing school. They heard things in 4 hours of teaching they had never heard in God's Word. But I was reading right out of the same Bible they were reading out of, confirming everything I said. So they didn't have quite enough faith, so the next month they came back. The next month they came back, and that time she came for healing. She said, man, I didn't know these things. She said, the things that you have taught us, that we got some of your tapes. We've listened to those tapes day and night for the last month. She said, I am absolutely amazed at what's in this book that I didn't know. Well, I mean, if I were to continue to study it another 20 years, I'm sure I'd be amazed at the things that's in there that I still don't know. Because that's an awesome book. Nobody ever masters the Word of God. It's just too in-depth. So anyway, I came up and said, what's wrong with you, honey? Her and her husband were standing there side by side. She said, I've had migraine headaches for years. She said, I've had problems with arthritis in both knees, have a real problem walking. And she said, now then, I've been diagnosed with lung cancer. I said, well, I have all power and all authority over all the power of the enemy. I said, I'm going to rebuke your pain because Jesus bore your pain. And that demon of pain is going to leave you now in the name of Jesus. And I reached up and laid my hands on her head and rebuked the spirit of pain. And I quoted Isaiah 53:4. I said, Jesus bore her pain. I said, so you, Satan, have no power over her, so I command you to leave. I said, now, woman, tell me you still got a headache. And she said, my goodness, it's gone. The pain is gone. It's gone. I said, okay, praise God. That's the first step. So now she's already jumping up and down. Now then I bend down, put my hands on her knees, and I rebuke that spirit of arthritis and command that thing to leave her. Because she's already made sure she's got all her sins confessed, and the pain in her knees goes away. And then I lay my hands on her, command the demon of cancer to leave her, and she'd be healed. And she said, wow, she said, I can breathe. I feel so good. I said, honey, don't go by feeling. Don't go by feeling. Only go by what is written. I said, this is the secret. The devil will come back. And he can come back and put symptoms upon you. And until you give him legal right with your tongue, he cannot come back to destroy you. So I said, whatever you do, recognize the fact that the enemy does not take this laying down simply. I said, when you go home today, I said, right now you're going by totally what you feel. I said, you have no headache, no knee problems, no pain in your knees, and you're breathing well. You know in your mind that you're healed because of the way you feel. But I said, tonight or tomorrow or next week or next month, when the enemy comes back and puts symptoms upon you, you must not receive those symptoms, because he's coming back for a counterattack. And if he comes back for a counterattack and you yield to it, he'll bring that set of demons back and seven more wicked than himself was the first one. And I said, he'll kill you very quickly. I said, you must not yield to symptoms from the enemy. I said, our Savior defeated him on the cross completely 2,000 years ago. So she listened to me. Well, they got home that night. She went home that night. Boy, she felt wonderful. She got home that evening. She said, I had never felt so good. But she said, about 1 o'clock in the morning, I woke up. And I woke up. I woke my husband up. And I said, honey, there's something wrong. He said, what is it? She said, I feel something crawling under the skin on my face. What do you think that was? A demon, of course. It was a demon. A scorpion. One of Satan's beings that had crawled in, pierced her skin, and went in there, and now that he was under her skin, and she can literally feel him crawling under her skin. She said, something is fixing to happen to my face. I just know it. He said, honey, there's nothing wrong with your face. And all of a sudden, the whole side of her face turned blood red. What does most people do when something like that happens? You panic. And if I hadn't trained them well, that's what they would have done. He panicked. He said, honey, I'm going to call 911. She says, no, you're not. She said, remember Thurman told us this is exactly what the devil was going to do. She said, we're going to take those promises he showed us in God's Word, and we're going to rebuke that devil, and he's going to leave me. Praise God for a Baptist woman that believes God's Word. See, there's some of them out there that are not Pentecostal that still believe. It's all in a matter of training them from the Word of God.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.